Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Menachos Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara begins on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, discussing the din of our Mishnah that says V'lo Yovi Michite Ma'ase Sheni El Mimoyz Ma'ase Sheni. That even our Mishnah, which one is allowed to be menader a toido, and specify he wants to bring it only from Ma'aser. He's allowed. The Gemara will bring him a car. Still, he should not bring it michite ma'ase sheni, ela mimoyis ma'ase sheni. So the Gemara over here discusses machlokes of Nachman Rav Chisda. They say that would discuss layavi michite ma'ase sheni is leshanu ela michite ma'ase sheni. From the actual chitim of the ma'ase sheni, that you can't purchase for the toid of a lachma. But if you exchange it into chitim, original chitim, into mois ma'aser sheni, and then you bought chitim with those mois ma'aser sheni, that's yavi. And then Rabbi Yirmiyahu was chaylik. Margo went on to explain, Rabbi Yirmiyahu held that even that case is also layavi. And the Gemara explained the question is because with the makar that one could purchase from Ma'aser Sheni is learned out of Shlomim. We learn Toida from Shlomim. And Shlomim, Shami Ma'aser. And just like Shlomim, the first Rashita held, just like Shlomim is Ein Gufa Ma'aser, Af Toida Nami is Ein Gufa Ma'aser. And the Chitim Halakuchos B'mois Ma'aser Sheni is also Ein Gufa Ma'aser. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu Svar was that we take this drasha of Sham Shami Meiser, and just like Toida, Shlomim is not a Min Meiser, so to Toida is not a Min Meiser. Which we'll get back to discussing shortly. Just the Ora on Rashi, the Tamp Rashi, on the banner of the Amid, in Dibya Maskel, Shalikach Michite Meiser Sheni, Rashi explains, Behemo L'Toidasi. Rashi seems to say that the discussion of Al Sug you hear is regarding, can I purchase the behemoth toida from chitim of ma'aser sheni to be used for his toida? Means we're not discussing the lechem, but we're discussing the behemoth of the toida. Can that one buy, take chitim of ma'aser sheni and use that to exchange that to buy a carbon toida, a zevach toida for his carbon? The question is, the Sasemes, and the Oyla Shloimo, and Shiri Reb David, Soloveitchik, all ask, that if the discussion is regarding the chitim, the original chitim of Ma'aser Sheni, if you could use it to be koina a behemo, we know that halacha is, kibshutai, that chitim of Ma'aser Sheni can only be poida on a kesef sheyesh lav tzura, and you can't be mechalid on anything else. And be'emes, this is a machloikis, Rambam and Ravid, in Perek Dalid, the beginning of Perek Dalid of Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni, could one be Michal Peres Ma'aser Sheni on other Peres? The Rambam paskins that you could be Michal on Peres Ma'aser Sheni. And the Ravid is Choylik, he says this, if we're in the Sugya, in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, that if one can only be Michal on Kesef Tzuri, Dafka. And the Pashtas of the Sugya is Mavur, like the Ravid. So if we're going to say over here that the technically, one could use chitim ma'aser sheni and purchase a behema, and only because of the special meat that it's not gufen ma'aser that we learn from Shlomim, that there'll be masha that Rashi would have to hold, like the sheet of the Rambam, that one could be mechalal peiris al peiris, and doesn't have to be only on kesef. And what's also shver, the Sfasemes says, and Reb David asks, that the limud that I can't purchase from chitim of ma'aser sheni was learned out of Shlomim. If that's the case, how do I know Shlomim gufa cannot be brought, they can't buy a Shlomim from chitim of ma'aser sheni? If that's the makar, mehecha teisa, I can't, even Shlomim gufa can't be purchased from chitim of ma'aser sheni. So they will be very shver to say this pshat Rashi. And the Rashi Ksaviyad is also mavur that we're here discussing, not the Toida, we're talking about the lechem of the Toida. And the Sfasemes points out, that's mafurish in the Rambam, in Pirshei Mishnayos, and also the Rambam in Yad, in Perek Dazayin, Halach Yud Zayin, that the discussion of our Mishnah is V'lo Yavi Lachmo Mechitei Ma'isa Sheni. Ella Mimois Ma'isa Sheni. We're not discussing purchasing the carbon toido, the Zevach toido. Rather, we're discussing the Lechem, the Lachmi toido. The Lachmi toido, does that have to be purchased? Could that be purchased from Chitei Ma'isa Sheni? And that the Mishnah says not. And the question of the Gemara is, from Chitei Halakuchim Mimois Ma'isa Sheni. So because of these kashes, the Eila Shloimo and the Chavetz Chaim as well, in Likutei Halachos, says you have to be L'chori Magia, the words of Rashi, and say Rashi doesn't mean Behema L'toidasai. Rather, Rashi means, Rashi is the word, you have to change the words and say it's Lechem L'toidasai. And then Rashi will be understood, it's like all the other Pshatim that were discussing the Lechem. Now to be Mevar, what the Gemara means, that we learn from Shlomim that just like Shlomim has to is ein min meiser aftoida ein min meiser, so it seems to be shaila in the Rishonim what the pshat in the Gemara is. Rashi on the top in the Bamasal ma Shlomim the min meiser Neru says Eliyavi mimois meiser v'yikach chalois l'toidosei, and he should purchase chalois l'toidosei v'hani lehavi min meiser. It sounds like he's understanding that the main point is that just like Shlomim, which is not a min meiser, Shlomim is what comes from the ground, as opposed to an animal which is, can't be a min meiser, so too, what you have to purchase for your toida has to be, you have to use the mois meiser sheni and use it not to purchase a grain for a dogon for lachmi toida, rather purchase chalais, which is not a min meiser. This is more mefurish in the Shita Mekubetzes in Ois Aleph. He says, "Lafuke chitin umasnisin diktoni, aval yavi mois mi meiser sheni, mairi belechem she'eino min meiser," which is referring to lechem, you're purchasing lechem, which is not a min meiser, "she'ein mevin meiser el min adogen," because you only bring meiser from dogen. So you can buy lechem as opposed to dogen. However, the bashing Saviad, in Dibur Maschil, min meiser is master entirely different pshat. And he learns min meiser means, as he explains, af lachmi toido shemevin min ha-meiser, leyaviyim mi min ha-meiser. Don't bring the lachmi toido from a min ha-meiser. What is that? The hainu nami chitim halakuchos l'shem meiser. Chitim that was already purchased l'shem meiser. And now you want to take those chitim which already have a kedushas meiser and be matvis in it a kedushas lachmi toido. That means you're getting toido from a min meiser. That you can't do. Rather what? Elimina mois, from the mois, yikna lachmi toido, l'shem toido. From the mois itself, purchase, go direct, and purchase the mois, which has mois of meiser, purchase lachmi toido, l'shem toido. Because the mois la min meiser, the mois, which you're purchasing from, that's not a min meiser, and therefore, you have to use that mois, which is not a min meiser, and purchase directly a toido. He says that earlier in the Rashi, afil mechitin alakuch on pe alpha mebeis, there also says masisin daktoni el mimois meiser sheni means sheika chitin l'shem toido mimois meiser sheni. And this pshat is aware as well as mavurin Rabbeinu Gershom on the b'masal ema time didi. He says clearly mashlomim ein min meiser the shlomim basar u'meiser chitin. Don't purchase a toide from chitin, which is already lekuach from mois meiser, and now has a kedushas meiser. Meshum the chitin halakuchin stam and mois meiser min meiser. That's called a min meiser, a chitin which is already lekuach from mois meiser. El mi mois meiser from the original mois meiser yavi v'yika chitin l'shem toido. Should purchase chitin l'shem toido v'hani, and that money is lehav a min meiser. And as Eilis Shleima explains a little more, that if the chitin you're purchasing is originally chulin, and you're kind of from the mois meiser sheni, you buy it, and you're chalin it right away, a kedushas toido and a kedushas meiser ke'echod, that's considered that the kedushas toido came from mois meiser, which is not a min meiser. So we just come out, Ochre HaPosht and Afkemina, between the sheet of the sheet of Mekubetzes and the Rashi on top, with the main Geshem and the Rashi Ksav Yad, that according to the Shita and Rashi on top, if one already purchased with his Mois Meiser Sheni, he purchased Lechomim, which has in it a Kedushas Meiser. And now, after he already has a Lechem, which already has Kedushas Meiser, he wants to use that for his Lachmi Toido. So according to Rashi, on top, and the Shita Mekubet says, that'll be permitted. Because I'm using it for a Lechem, which is not a Min Meiser. According to the Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi Ksavyad, since that already has in it a Kedushas Meiser, the Yisoid is not only Lechem or Dogon, that's all considered Min Meiser. It has to be what the thing is coming from. I'm coming from something that has in it a Kedushas Meiser, Lechem or Dogon, the not Mechalik, that would be Osir in all cases. Now the Shaila is, how do we paskin in this Machloik is, if you could bring it from Mechitim of which has Lekuchin Mimois Meiser Sheni. So the Rambam in Perek De Zayin, Meiser Kabonah is Halach Yud Zayin, says, V'lo yovi lachma michite Meiser Sheni, you can't bring the Lechem from Mechitim of Meiser Sheni, elo Mimois Meiser Sheni, from Mois Meiser Sheni you could, the Rambam adds, Kimoi HaBehemo Shehi Mimois Meiser Sheni, like a behemoth, which is also purchased from Mois Meiser Sheni. So, a number of Achroinim seem to say the Rambam was mashmit the our shaila of chitim halukuris mimois meiser sheni. The Rambam said you can't purchase from chitim meiser sheni, but he didn't mention what would the halacha of chitim halukuris mimois meiser sheni. This is the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos is more like this. The Chok Nosan, in the Likutim in the back of the Frankel Rambam from the Shem V'Yoshvei, also bothered why the Rambam didn't pass in the shaila. But the Rikorkis and the Radvaz both assume the Shittas Rambam, that the Rambam is mavur like that he passed in that it's mutter to bring from Krita and Lakuchu Mimois Meiser Sheni. And the Chavetz Chaim also, after he was bothered, why the Rambam leave it out, he says, Ulai Kolozeb Lashoni Yatzach, he was Koyle in his Loshin that he mentioned, Besoiv Dvarv, the Layovi Yurak Mimois Meiser Sheni, just like a behemoth itself, which is Mimois Meiser Sheni. From that, it seems he understood that just like a behemoth could purchase it from Mois Meiser Sheni, then you could purchase it from Chitim, which is a Kuchin Mimois Meiser Sheni, and that'll be Mutter. The Advan speaks out more, because Ram didn't say, Ram only mentioned you can't buy from Chitim Meiser Sheni, it sounds like anything else would be Mutter. However, the Kerenoira, he assumes in Shittas Rambam, the Rambam paskind like a Biyamyo, that you can't bring it from Chitim Alukuch Mimois Meiser Sheni. And he brings a Makar from the Yishalmi. The question is, where did he see it in the Rambam? It seems that the Chok Nosan explains that the Loshna Rambam of Kimoya Behemo is Mubu Fakert. That it means Kimoya Behemo, it's not Shayich, Shatiyah Mechitin Alukuchis Mimois Meiser Sheni, Eladavka from Mois Meiser Sheni. So Hoadin, the Lechem can only be purchased from Mois Meiser Sheni, and not from Chitin Halukuchim Mois Meiser Sheni. And then there, he took the other way, that it's Mash of the Rambam held, like the Sheet of Rabbi Yemyo. So since we have a Machloikis in the Sheet of the Rambam, had a Paskin. The Gemara continues with the Din of Omer of Ami, Hamatvis, Mois Meiser Sheni, Lishlomim. If one is Matvis, and like Rashi explains, is Mizamin, he sets aside this and designates this money of Meiser Sheni should be only Liknois Shlomim. The din is Leikon Shlom, it's not Koin, it's not Chal on the money that's Nitvas, that can only be used for Kedusha Shlomim. My time, the Loyalima Kedusha Shlomim, Lemechel Akedusha Meiser Sheni. Kedusha Shlom is not Olim to be Chal on the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. Here Rashi in Ksav Yad, the Mamaska Leikon Shlomim says, he asks, "V'hodet Tanan?" This we say. The Mishnah said, "Maybe toida mimois meiser." One could bring a toida from mois meiser. So Rashi says, "Lo yishematvis hamois." Not that he's matvis the mois for meiser. Elishi yikna behema l'shem shal shlamim. He's koina the behema for the purpose of a shlamim with the mois meiser. The behema vaday cholo kedusha haruy l'mizbech. On the behema, it definitely could be chal a kedusha haruy l'mizbeach. So what's klar the chilik of Rashi? So the stipler in Kilas Yaakov, in Menachis, Simchav Tes, Oizvav, he understands in this Rashi that the chilik is that to be mechel mimatvis mois l'shlomim which is only a kedushas shlom, a kedushas damim l'shlamim, that you can't be matvis onto the mois of ma'isa sheni. However, to be shvichal, to be koina Hashem shlomim, that shvichal, to be koina shlomim, that shvichal a kedushas haguf on the behemo, that's olim, that could be chal on the on ma'isa sheni. That's how he's masbit. The Gemara further continues that itmar hamatvis mois ma'isa sheni l'shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Koni, Rabbi Loz Omer Loi Koni. And the Gemara says that the Aliba de Rabbi Yudah Omer Ma'is the Momin headed to, that's Momin headed the Kuli Amo Loi Pligi de Koni. Everyone agrees that it's Koina. It could be Matviz, Mois Ma'is the Shein Lishlomim. Ki Pligi Aliba de Ameya de Omer Ma'is the Momin Gavoyu. Machoikis is only according to Ameya that it's Momin Gavoya. So one who says Loi Koni, then we understand it very well. Like a mayor, that he shouldn't be able to be matvis mois meiser sheni l'shlamim, and the one who holds it's kind of holds since meiser kar l'shlamim, kimitvasel nami nabitofis. Since you could purchase a shlamim with meiser mois meiser sheni, therefore you can even be matvis the mois meiser sheni l'shlamim, even if you hold meiser sheni mam gavoya. So the Stipler says we have two gemaras. We have the gemara of earlier of Rav Ami, who said matvis mois meiser sheni l'shlamim. He explained. Why is it not koina? Because le'alima kedushas hashlamim le'meichal kedushas ma'isa sheni. Which sounds like a divart, because it's not olam the kedusha of shlam to be chal on ma'isa sheni. It means a sugya of ein kedusha chal al kedusha. Kedusha ma'isa sheni is also kedusha, and kedusha shlam can't be chal, like we explained earlier, even a kedusha's domim can't be chal nitvas on that kedusha ma'isa sheni. And here the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says, that is telling the machlokes the mayor and Yudav Ma'is Hashem Bam Hedit Mam Gavoya. So the Stipler says, if the side is because ain kedusha chal al kedusha, then why would it depend on Ma'is Hashem Bam Gavoya or Mam Hedit? Even if it's Mam Hedit, it definitely has a kedusha. Says so since there is kedusha, so it even according to Yudav, I should hold my ain kedusha chal al kedusha and I should not be able to matvus Mois Ma'is Hashem l'shlamim. Why would it depend on Mamun Gavoya, Mamun Hedit? So he says, Elamai, it must be that they're understanding a whole new pshat, and it has nothing to do with the Rami. They both disagree with the Rami Svara. That because of the Svara in Kedusha, Chal, Kedusha, for that reason, one would be able to be Matvis, Kedusha Shalom. That's not the issue. Rather, we have a new issue. That one, does one have the bailis to be Matvis, a Shalom, a Matvis, the Maisa Sheni, Shalom? And that depends on the machloikas of Yudah and Meir. If you hold like a Yudah that's Ma'is Mamun Hedit, so he's a Bailim, and therefore he has the Koyach to be Matvis, his Mois, Ma'is Hashenu L'Shlam. If you hold like a Meir, then if you understand, then Kipshutli it's better if you hold he can't be Matvis, he doesn't have the Bailis. Mashenkein, if you hold, he's Koyna, it's a special halacha, since here he could be Koyna Shlam, so he has that Bailis for this Indian to be Matvis, Mois, Ma'is Hashenu L'Shlam. And like this pshat, that the machlokes of Ma'is Hashenu Mamun Gavoya, Mamun Hedit, depends if you have the, could be matvis, Ma'is Hashenu L'Shlamim, is totally if it's, he's a bailin to be matvis. Like this pshat learns the Mikdash Dovin in Simen Yud, Sivkotin Gimel, and also the Ar Sameach in the Perek Vav in Hilchas Chometz U'Matzah Halochaches. He explains that the pshat in Yochel Latvisim Mekdusha Shlomim, if you hold Ma'is Hashenu Mamun Gavoya, is because he's not a Bailin Latvisim Mekdusha Shlomim. He's not a Bailis. And even though Ma'is is Ozzy Lishlomim, Zeo Bidin Torah. That's, because the Din Torah it can be used for Shlomim. But his Bailis doesn't allow him to be Matvis in it, a Kedusha Shlomim. However, the Stipler continues that the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Ma'is Hashenu, Halacha Yotes, is not mashma like that. The Rambam says, and passing at the din of our Gemara, and Hamatvus Mois Ma'isa L'Shlomim Loikonu Shlomim. Why? The Rambam explains that Kedusha Shlomim a Nechola al Kedushas Ma'isa. Sound like the din of Avami. Kedusha Shlomim is not Chal on Kedushas Ma'isa. And then the Rambam goes on. What's the reason? Sheham Ma'isa Mamun Gavoyu. So the Stipler says that the Rambam, so to speak, markiv these two svaras. He took the svar of Ein Kedusha Chal Kedusha, which he would understand has nothing to do with Ma'is Hashenu Mamun Gavoya Mamun Hedit. And he says the reason why it's not Chal is because of Mamun Gavoya. So he obviously understood that the sugya of Rav Ami and the sugya of the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar is one and the same. And the pshat in Rav Ami who sells ein kedusha chala kedusha, is the same achloikis as Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, and that they're arguing if the kedusha is chala kedusha depends if you hold ma'ase sheni mom gevoya mom hedyot. So the Stipler says, I see from the Rambam that l'kuli almo there's no chesaron in bailus, and even if you hold ma'ase sheni mom gevoya mitzad bailus, you have the koyach to be matvis and make it a kedusha shlom. It's only because of new din of ein kedusha chala kedusha. So the Stipler says, why is there no problem of bailus even if you hold mom gevoya? So he says it must be that since the Torah gave you the koyach to be, you can use this money to buy shlomim, so who had din? You have the bailus to be matvis the mois for shlom as well. That's not the, so therefore there's no chesaron in bailus. The Michas Avram, he also asked it a little further. He says, Bechlal, this understanding that my, the mom gevoya is a chesaron in bailus, he says, that's yidua, b'shem abchayim, says brought in the stencils in the Rav, in the Zvachim Davov, and the Torah Zvayim in Ma'is Hasheni, means that you say from Abchayim that Mom Gevoya does not mean that it's not a Bailam on the Ma'is Hasheni. But rather, the Pshat, the Ma'is Hasheni, Mom Gevoya just means that it's a Hafko on any Shimush of the money that says to the Din of Ma'is Hasheni that he doesn't have a Bailas to use it, to do with this Ma'is Hasheni. Shaizoya understood means that Ma'is Hasheni is really Mom and Shaloi. But it's Mom and Shaloi only for the Dine Gevoya, for the Din of the, which the Ma'is Hasheni allows. You're limited to what the din of the ma'aseh sheni, for that you have a bailus to use it for. But anything that's a stira to the kedusha and the din of ma'aseh sheni, you don't have a bailus to use it for that. So therefore, if you hold ma'aseh sheni mom gavoya, you can't be moichirit and you can't be mekadesh by isha, because those shimushim are a stira to the din of ma'aseh sheni. So there, if you hold ma'aseh sheni mom gavoya, it doesn't allow any shlita to use the ma'aseh sheni for those dinim. But to be makdash it, be makdash it, there wouldn't be a stira mitzad the bailus, and you would be able to be mechel kedusha on a ma'aseh sheni. There's no chesaron in the bailus in that. So what is the problem? Like the Rambam said, it's only because ain kedusha chala kedusha. And he quotes the Biskarov and Chedusha Marmin Zalevi and Hilchas Tvura and Daphne Tess, that also explains the kitzi is coming to, over there to be mechalik between the Rambam, which is Bavur, and Peregimel, in Hilchas Ma'is Hasheni, Halacha Chafei, that one could be Makdash Ma'is Hasheni Lebedek Abayis, even though we have Paskins, Ma'is Hasheni Mom Gavoya, and it's only Kedusha Shlomim that he holds that the Rambam is Vavur, that you can't be Matfis. What's the Chilik? If it's a Chesaron and Bailus, it shouldn't be able to do anything. So it must be that it's not a Chesaron and Bailus. It's only a Chesaron, because ain't Kedusha Chal Kedusha, a whole entirely new problem. And that, Bedek Abayis, he explains, could be, is Olam to be Chal, Kedusha Al Kedusha, it's only Kedusha Shlomim, that it's Ein Kedusha Chal Al Kedusha. So what's left to answer is if we're saying that there's no problem in Bailus, and the Ma'is Hasheni Mom Gavoya Mom Hedit would not have any effect, Legabi this Bailus, so why, but the whole problem is because of Ein Kedusha Chal Al Kedusha, like the Rambam is Mashma, and that's the Tam Kepshuta in the Sar of Avami. So why does it depend on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir of Ma'is Hasheni Mom Gavoya Mom Hedit? So to this disciple explains that according to Rabbi Meir who holds Ma'is Hasheni Mom Gavoya, it's Kedusha Limto, Yoiser. And then you ain't Kedusha Shlom in Nitfesas Boy. It's two Olam. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mom Hedit, although it is a Kedusha, but it's called Kolosh Kedusha Seituva, and therefore it's Roy to be Lachal of Kedusha Shlom. And for that's the reason why it's totally in that Machlekes. So to summarize, it comes out, they had to understand the Maskonas HaGemara, that the Chalik is really Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, that is totally in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Is that a Chesaron? Is it like the Ar Samech and the Mikdash David understand? And the Stipler understood Meikoro, because it's a Chesaron and Bailus. The argument of Ma'aseh Sheni Mom Gavoya, you have a Bailus, it's Mom Hed, you don't have the Bailus, and that's the Machlokes. Oidomo is like the Michas Avram, and the Kiyos Yaakov is coming out in Maskono, that in Mitzad Bailus there's no Chesaron. The only chesaron is ein kedusha chal kedusha, and when it's a kedusha, and the ma'aseh sheni mom gavoy mom hedit would just be tolly if it's a kedusha limto kedusha klishto, that would be depend if it could be matvis mechel the kedusha's ma'aseh sheni ma'shlamim on top of the ma'aseh kedusha's ma'aseh sheni. The Gemara asked in the dinner of Ami of matvis moyis ma'aseh sheni l'shlamim from the Mishnah in ma'aseh sheni, which says alikeh chaya lezivchei shlamim ubehema lebasa taiva leyotza or lechulin. So Tosis is medayik. And really, it's Mefurish Mishnah over there, Mishnah Gimel, that if you lekech behemel zivchei shlamim, a chayi lebasa taiva, which is the way it's supposed to be, then yotza ar lechulin. So Tosfos Dibe Masl, einim b'toyer shlamim, in the end, he questions why is it so that we matter chayi lebasa taiva more than behemel, we will only matter the or when you do it, when you bring it lezivchei shlamim. So Tosfos brings a sefri that says, v'chalta mi'maisa degoncho, yochel yikach behemel lemishta benoi. I would think one could purchase an animal from Mois Maisa Sheni for the purpose of Mishta Benoi for a chasen for his son. Nemekan simcho v'nemel ha'alon simcho ma'al ha'alon shlomim afkan shlomim. And that is supposed to be brought for a shlom. And the Taisus concludes, and ha'ch joshu le'shayich b'chayo, it's not by shayich by chayo, el be'behema ru'i le'korban. So therefore behema has to be brought for a shlomim, and a chayo could be used for basa taifa. The mashmois of Taisus is that this halacha that you're supposed to use the mois meiser to purchase a shlomim is a din deraisa, we learn from the pasuk. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis over there in Mishnah Dalin, and the Rambam in Yad in Perek Zayin, meiser sheni halacha yud beis, says the halacha loichem behemel zivchei shlomim kesef meiser, and he says barishayna hay loichem behemis loichlin chulim kesef meiser sheni, they were purchased behemis to from the loichlin chulim from kesef meiser sheni, because they lav richem al mizbeach. People dafka go and use the money to purchase chulin, because they lav richem al mizbeach. Gozu bezin shein loichem behemim mimois meiser elu l'shlom. The bezin made a gzeiro that you can't buy behemis from mois meiser only for the purpose of shlom. So it sounds like a derbarn deked halacha. It's a gzeiro, and the emes is toys. The Rambam sheet is coming from a furshi shalmi over there at the beginning of meiser sheni. So what's pshat? The Tosfos here brings a sefri, which is mash whether the sefri is mechayiv, it's a deraiso, that you have to bring it for a shlomim. The Mishnah Rishayin over there in Perk Aleph, in Mishnah Gimel, Maisa Sheni, is bothered by this question. So he says that you have to say that the sefri, the Tosfos calls, is just an asmach de ba'alma, because it's a mefurusha Yishalmi, that it's only an issa de abonon, not to bring it for shlomim. However, in Shurev David Soloveitchik, he wants to suggest that we could shlim the Sifri and the Yishalmi. Mean to say that the Sifri is a Joshua Gemura. Because this that one could buy a behemoth, a Zivchei Shlom, a Kesef Maisa Sheni, he says it's not just a Heta Ba'alma, that you could purchase a Zivchei Shlom. He says rather, purchasing a Zivchei Shlomim is a Kiyam Din in the Maisa Sheni. And therefore when you buy a Shlomim, he brings in the Risker of, that it's Paka, I day that kinyan a kedushas ma'aser sheni, because that's the kiyam din of what you're supposed to do with the ma'aser sheni. And he explains that was the drash of the sefri, the yochel yikich behema lemishta benoi, meaning to say that I would have had a havamina that purchasing it for mishta benoi is also a kiyam din ma'aser sheni, and therefore memel will be poker from the poker of the kedushas ma'aser sheni. And that the mirror makes a drasha that says simcha, the dafka, a simcha of shlomim. And he explains that that's why it's more geschmack to the Lashon of the Sefri, that it said, Yoch Yikich Behema L'Mishta Benoi. Why don't we just say, Yoch Yikich Behema Pestam Basa Chulin? Why do you pick Mishta Benoi? Because since Mishta Benoi also is an Achila Shal Simcha, so I would think that would also go into being the Kiyam Din of the Ma'aser Sheni. Kamash V'lon, Dafke Shlomim. But everything else that's not Shlomim, even though you don't have this Iker Kiyam Din of the Ma'aser Sheni, but Hamir, there's no Issa to purchase any Basa Taivi, you could do that. That the Sefri is not saying there's an Isser. So on that, I need the Yishalmi to say that later the Amon made a Gzeira because people will be Mavriach from the Mizbeach, and they said it's Osir to use it for Behemoth Shal Chulin. You can only use it for Shlom. So it's very Gishmak, we could shtim the Yishalmi with the Sefri. However, he said, it's Mashma, then Tais understood from the Sefri, it's a Gufa, not like the Yishami. The Sefri, he understood that we learned the Isser, Liknois Basa, from the Sefri alone. So again, it would be a little Mashma, the Isma Chleik is Taisus in the Rambam, where at the end of the day, we know that you can't purchase Basa Taiva, is it from the Sefri? Tais understood that's not with the Yishami, and the Rambam seems to say, we go with the Yishami, which is, at the end of the day, is only a Gzeira. The Mishnah Pei Beis talks about the din of the Minayin lo'imer harei like toydish le'avi elo mina chulin, that he could only bring it from chulin. The Mar learns from a pasuk v'zavach the pesach l'Hashem lekecha tzaynu bakar, and we learn from pesach just like pesach is pesach is davar shabachayiv ve'ein bo elo mina chulin. Av kol davar shabachayiv ve'ein bo elo mina chulin. So it means in normal circumstances a regular carbon which you have a chayiv, You have to bring it only from Chulin. And the Mishnah concludes, Afika ha'imah ha'ay ha'ray alay toida ha'ray alay shlamim, ha'ilu ba'an chayva lo yaviyu el min ha'chulin. You have to bring it only from Chulin. Unisachim b'chol makayim lo yaviyu el min ha'chulin. And the sachim, which comes together with the toida and the shlamim, b'chol makayim lo yaviyu only from Chulin. So the Rashi speaks out that the chiddush of this Mishnah, the sefer of the Mishnah, is really a chiddush in the sachim. Because that this thing that we know toida and shlamim has to be bought from chulin, we know from the previous mishnah pei aleph from an aleph. Here, teaching us the chiddush that nesachim bechol makim lo yaviu elam in achulin. And Rashi in the Ksav Yad explains that what's the chiddush of bechol makim. So he explains even if he says harei alai lo haviya min a meiser, if he is in mekabel to bring the toida and its lechem from Meiser, which the halacha is, we learn from the pasuk from Shlomim, that one is permitted to do that. You can bring a toida and a Shlomim from Meiser. It's only if you menader without speaking that out, then you mechoyiv, we learn from Pesach, you have to bring it only from Chulin. But, if you spoke out a little bit specifically, I'm bringing from Meiser, you could. But the Nesachim, even if I speak out clear that I want the Nesachim to be bo min a Meiser, still the halacha is, it's ain't a bo el min a Chulin. And Rashi explains, "Kishori le'achmon la'asluy shlom mi'maiser k'degamino on sham hani mili shlom gufayu." That's only the shlom itself, the bnei achilin inu. Avon nesachim the kolon inu, nesachim which is kolot in mezbeach lo yovi min ha'maiser. That you can't bring from maiser. And Tosis in Dibur Maskil nesachim kolmakim goes with this understanding. He speaks out a little more. The choldaver the kulei le'mezbeach nesachim which the halach is we pour the nesachim in onto the mezbeach, it goes into the sheetin, and it's not that no one eats it. Ain't a bomb in a meiser. Could the tanya be the sefri shevesi leel? Like the sefri which you quoted earlier, the mayit oilis. It was a mayit oilis, the be'in and achilo sheesh basimcha. This that you could take, that we learn from shlom, you could be menader to bring it from the meiser, is only something that has achilo sheesh basimcha. And the sachem, which is no achilo, cannot be brought from meiser, even if you spoke it out specifically. However, the Rambam in Perek Tazayim Maaser Kabonos Halacha Yud Zayin has a different pshat. He explains that din of our Mishnah that Avol Pisha Pirish Yavi Lach Min Maaser Lo Yavi Nesachem Mi Mois Maaser Sheni. You can't bring the Nesachem from Mois Maaser Sheni. Why? It's like the Rambam Sheni and Nesachem Bon Lo Ilam El Men Achulin Kmoi Shebiyanu Fisha Nemar Behen VeHikriv HaMakriv Karbonoi. It says in the Pasuk Nesachem VeHikriv HaMakriv Karbonoi. Dr. Rambam Achi Yu Mishaloi, it has to be entirely from his own money. It can't be anything that has a tzad gavoya. So since Meiser Sheni is not completely his, it has a tzad gavoya, that would not qualify to be the din of Hamikiv Hamakiv Karbonai. So Rambam doesn't learn from the drasha that you need a midi dachila. It's a new drasha of Hikiv Hamakiv Karbonai is Mechayiv, that has to be completely his. And the Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis, and now Mishnah says the same thing. So the Marikorkis of an art on the Rambam, he tells us on this difference between Taisus and the Rambam. And he says that Taisus learns from the Sefri that it's a Mamayit, they need Midi Dachilo. So he says in Cain, in Taisus, Hasiba b'nei Meiser. The Siba that's stopping the Minasachim from being brought from Meiser is because it's a Meiser de Kahalacha. Aber Rabbeinu Kosev appears a Mishnah, Nesh Mashvoi, Sapos, Psokim, Noitish, Etzach, Shimash, Shetasig Yod. He quotes the Rambam in Pish Mishnayis. And he says, Vahuma Shekosev Kan. Well, if he says the Mari Kokis, Hamaniya Mitzan HaKorbin, Loi Mitzan HaMeiser. The Shter is Mitzad Hilchas Korbin. That the Korban's Mechayiv has to be completely yours, and it's not Mitzad Meiser. And he concludes, he says, V'kul Masnisim b'midi d'shayich l'korban Meir, yiloi b'dini Meiser. Which he's saying that it's mashman like the Shittas Rambam, because the Mishnah here is discussing dinim which is shayich to Hilchas Korban, we're not here discussing, it's not a Mishnah in Hilchas Meiser Sheni, it's mashman to dinim in Hilchas Korban. But the Marikokas did not explain what's the difference if it's a Hilchas Korban or it's a Hilchas Meiser, and why did the Rambam not learn from the Sefri that Tosis brought. So in Mr. Zalman, the Sefer Evan Ozel, he tells on this kasha that why did Rambam say a different pshat? Why did he not learn like the Sefri that Tosis quotes? So he says, Mr. Zalman says that Efshe to say that from the Sefri we only learn din hilchas mitzvahs meiser. Says avolay goli mikrab bezeh b'din carbon shakarbon tzarich liyaz dafke michulin v'leim meiser. It's not telling us the din hilchas carbon from that. It's just the din hilchas meiser needs to be a simcha shalachilo. Therefore, he says the Ram learned the benayel mishnah's mashma. Then the sachim, it's mashal lo yavium elamin achulin. It's mashma you can't bring it at all. From here, the Rambam understood that it's not the pshat that it's just a din l'chatchili, you can't bring it, but it's mashma, it's a din in the carbon that it's le'ol l'shem chayva. And if you had brought it from the nesachim from Meiser, you have to bring it over again in the nesachim from chulin. So he says, if it only be a din in hilchas Meiser, then you should be yaitz the carbon, but the evit. So the Rambam understood it must be it's a din hilchas carbon. So therefore he says, he understood it has to be a different pasuk of v'hikrev amakev, which is mechayev, din in the carbon, and the carbon must be brought from the chulin, and if it's not, it'll be ma'akev in the carbon. But then Rabbi Zalman asks, he's ayin sham that he holds it even to be a din hilchas meiser, since it would have a din of mitzvah ba'bavera, it should still have a psul, and should still be ma'akev in the carbon. So therefore he wants to suggest another pshat, that maybe we could say that the Rambam didn't want to learn from the din of meiser, the din of the Sifri. The Sifri didn't actually speak out the Allah ben Nesachim. The Sifri was discussing oilus. Toises applied the din of the Sifri to Nesachim as well. So Dr. Rabbi Zalman and the Chazon Yecheskel, Cheskel Bramsky, says in Perek Ches, Allah Yidalad, goes like this chat also, that could be that the Rambam understood that Nesachim would not have the problem that it's not, that it's not cool, it's not, that's, there's no achila, it's kuli l'mizbeach. Why? Because just like we find the carbon shlom, even though the entire shlom is not eaten, it also has imurim in the carbon, which are nikter. Afal pikein, that's not chasar, it's still the Torah's matter to bring mimois maisa, since the carbon is beikr, a carbon of achila, even the things that are tuffle to the carbon, shachalokim of the carbon, even though those might go l'mizbeach, that's not chasar in hilchas maiser. So the Rambam understood also that nesachim, which is also a chelik of the carbon, it's a tuffle to the carbon, so therefore it would have, even though the nesachim would be totally goleshita, and it wouldn't be, it's not a nechal, that would not be, have the chasan of the Sifri, and would not be a chasan of Hilchas Meiser. So the Rambam therefore understood that it has to be a new problem mitzad Hilchas carbon, and therefore we learned a new pasuk from Hikrig of Amakriv, it's Mechayiv, that the carbon has to be brought menachulin. So the kitzur comes out, there's two mahalchim to say why the Rambam understood that it was chaylik and toisis, that it's not a din meiser, rather it's a din in the carbon. Either we could say, because he understood it has to be a psul in the carbon, and meiser would not have be mechayiv a psul in the carbon. Or, because he understood that mitzad meiser wouldn't be mechayiv, it wouldn't be a problem that it's not nechal, because it's a chaylik of the carbon, which is nechal. So you have to learn a new pasuk that it's mitzad hilchas carbon. And just to mention, the other achayin will also say this, you saw this idea, Rabbi Zalman, that there's a psul, that we learned from our Mishnah, there's a psul in the carbon. It's not the Mikdash David in Simon Yud, Sivkot and Gimel. He has a different question, that why do we need a pasuk, Bechlal, to tell us that Nesachim can't be brought, it has to be brought from Chulin. He says, since we know, the Gemara said, that Shlomim and Toyder, we need a special lima to tell us that you could bring it from a Meiser. That means Minastam, you can't bring anything from Meiser unless you have a pasuk. So if I don't have any pasuk, if it's not a toida or a shlamim, so automatically I know that it can't be brought from Eiser. Why do I need a special drasha of Sifri to tell me, to learn out of a Sifri, that you can't bring it, that Nesachim can't be brought from Eiser? Memela can't be brought from Eiser. If I don't have any ribuy, Memela, I can't bring it from Eiser. So I ain't shami as a teretz, that maybe I could learn from, maybe they brought Nesachim by Harevel, and therefore I would have the drasha to learn Nesachim, should be learned from Shlomim, that I should be able to bring him from Meiser. But he asks that the Gemara on Pei Gimel and Aleph brings a Joshua by Chattos, that the Gemara there says, we'll see later on, that the Gemara, according to my parashal Aaron, that says, Parachattos Ashaloid, Mishaloi hum Evi ve'inim Evi nemen ha-Meiser. So he's bothered, why need a pasuk to be made? Since I have no Joshua to learn Chattos from Shlomim, so with some hechetayis, I should be able to bring it from Meiser. So I need a pasuk to be mayit that I can't bring it from Meiser. So the Mikdash David says again this yisoid, that even though I have no mekor that I can bring a chatas from Meiser, because I wouldn't be able to learn from Shlomim. But he says, but if I was over and I brought the carbon in Meiser, it wouldn't be possible because it's not a din in the carbonus. It just says I can't bring it from Meiser, but it's not a psul in the carbon. So I need a pasuk mishaloi v'loi mishal Meiser to tell me that it's nifsel the carbon if I bring it mishal Meiser. So again, just to summarize, however you learned why the Rambam said his pshat, but at the end of the day, there's a clearly machlokes tosis in the Rambam if the psul of Nesachim is a din mitzad the korban, or it's a pasuk with hilchas korban, or it's a pasuk mitzad hilchas ma'isa. Like the Rikorkis was maz b'pshat in the machlokes Rambam and tosis. Our Mishnah learned the din of davar shebechayva in ba'al min achulin from Pesach, and just like Pesach was ein ba'al min achulin, I've called davar shebechayva ein ba'al min achulin. Now our Mishnah was discussing korbanis. There's a shaila amongst the gedolei poskim if the halacha of davar shebechayva ein ba'al min achulin is that unique to din of korbanis, or all chayvos, and or in regards to other mitzvahs, we also have this halacha as well. In Tshuvas Maril in Siman and Vav Ayzayin, he was asked in regard to the chiyuv of matanas av yoinim on Purim, if one could give his mois ma'isik safim for matanas av yoinim. And the Maril said that since the chachamim mechayim this mitzvah, it is now considered davar shebechayva and ain't about elam and achulin. And mainly you can't use ma'isik safim. And the Shlo, also in Masechus Megillah, Omenat Amurat Stoko, he says the same thing, and the Magen Avraham in Simtofish Sadek Dalid quotes the Shlo and the Maril that it's also to use for the rich, for the basic chiyuv of Matanos Sevyoinim to use Mois Meiser. Additionally, the Maril in a different shuv in Simkuf Yud Ches also discusses a case that someone made a neder to fast a certain amount of days in Yom Mitzufim, and then one of the tiniest chayves fell out in those days. The Maril explains that it's Oyin Loi. And this halach is brought in Simtofkuf Samaches. Sefir Aleph, and he explains over there why he holds it doesn't have the problem of davar shebechayva ein ba'al min achulin, which the Magen Avraham quotes over there in Sefkon Chav Beis. And Rabbi Kager in the Agoyis over there says to Me'ayin at Shubas Dvar Shmuel Simchav Zayin, which they bring in the Gilyan HaShalim, and his ikka question is bothered from our Mishnah. He says, "Bekulu mini achrino klala kail tonelon shekol davar shuba bechayva ein ba'al min achulin," and therefore there's a klal by noyder ve'oyma rei like toydel lo yavi el min achulin. And he's bothered the Eichle, Libya Rav Gam Lezois, and he's bothered on the connection of the Maril. But be as it may, we see both from the Maril and the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel, which McKeager quotes, and the Shulchan Aruch, which Paskins, they all seem to assume that the din of Dovah, that Dovah Shebechayva in the element Achulin does not apply exclusively to Karbonis, but rather to din and all Chiyuvim. However, in the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua in Simon Beis, he was asked a shayla if one could be mekayim mitzvahs with using the kesef of ma'isik safim, and the Pnei Yeshua answered she'ein bezech esaron shebedavish shebechayva ein ba'el menachulin, because by shayim mitzvahs lein nemedin ze, and he says the din is only unique to karbonis, and he brings it seems to be a strong raya from El Sugyo that the Gemara brings the makar of Rabbi Lezer that. We learned the din of davar shebechayva from the pasuk v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem tzaynu bakar, and Tosis in Dibur Maskil lahakish, he asked that how do we know, being that's the case, I understand all zvachim you can learn from Pesach, but how do I know oifos and menachos which are not nichum this pasuk, how do I know that I can't bring them from chulin? So he says, l'chayv, you see from Tosis that even for other gedeshes I can't learn out of this pasuk, and he says kol shekein shayim mitzvahs I wouldn't be able to learn out of this pasuk. A keshita of the Pnei Yeshua you find also in the Tshuvas Binyan Tzi in the Simkuf Lamed Zayin, that he also assumes that you can't learn from the Pasuk only in regard to Kach Mizbech and not to other mitzvahs. So it seems to be a shayla in the Paiskim if you could apply the Din of Al Mishnah to all mitzvahs and all chiyuvim, or it's unique to Karbanis. But Kenira, that in the Shulchan Aruch, which goes with the Maril and the Magen Avram, it seems to be that would be the Iker Shita, and that's even in regard to other mitzvahs and other chiyuvim, there also has to be dafka from chulin and it can't be done with Mois Meiser. I just saw a nice aura in the Sefer Michas Ariel. They says it's mevur in our sugya that the din of davar shebechayva is ein ba'el min achulin. It's not necessarily only by when there's a regular chiyuv carbon that one is chayiv min atoyro. For example, a chatos or a chagigo. But even in the case of our Mishnah, which once said harei alai toido, which is a chiyuv mitam neder. Now Mishnah said also that the halach is ein ba'al min achulin. He says l'chayr in the case of a rei alai, this that he has a chiv to bring a carbon, that's not a chayvis carbon, that's a regular chayvis neder. So that's a inyan of amili d'alma. That's not a carbon d'ka halacha, and still we see there's a din to be ba'al min achulin. So l'chayr this should be a raya that the din of ein ba'al min achulin is not unique to kabbonis, but rather applies by everything, including all in dorim. But he mentions, he says, could be, you could matchir raya, alpi what's known b'shem the griz, which the Minchas Avraham quotes in Zvachim Daf Beis, that the yisoid of the achrayis, when by a korban, when he says a real lie, it's not just a regular chayvus neder. He says the real lie, which the Gemara and Mishnah Megillah says, Chesma Beis, that the chiluk between neder and adav is achiv achrayis, the Briskrov understands that it's a din in the korban, that the korban is mechayv achrayis. It's not a chayvus gavra that the person has to fulfill his neder mitzad the chayvus gavra. Rather, when he says a real lie, and he's a mafresh a korban for that neder, that korban now has achiv achrayis. So then it's truly a din in the korban, it's not just a din in neder. But if you don't go like that, it would sound like a nice raya to this yisoid that not only in karbonis is halacha, but even in all unyonim, we have a din that's ain't a ba'al, elemen achulin. One more point on the Mishnah again said, in the sachim b'chol makoim le'yaviyu elemen achulin. Rashi on the tab explained that what's the chiddush that the nesachim b'chol makoim le'yaviyu elemen achulin. Rashi says that the chiddush is, v'afilu heiched omar harei alai zevach, v'loi omar unisachim. He just said harei alai zevach, and he didn't say harei alai zevach unisachim. Still, the nisachim is considered a davash b'choiva, and it has to be brought from chulin. So it sounds like the Mishnah is trying to say a special chiddush in nisachim, which is more than lechem, unique to nisachim b'chol oifen has to be brought min achulin. So the Rishash, the Kerenoiro, the Sfasemes, the Choknos, and all bothered that the way Rashi is saying, this is not a chiddush in Nesachim, because even by Lechem, if you would say Harei Alai Zevach, and you wouldn't speak out V'lachmo, still once you Neschayiv in the Zevach, you automatically become Chayiv in the Lechem as well, and the Lechem is a Davar Shevachayiv, and also has to be brought from Menachulin. So why is this a unique chiddush in Nesachim? The Sefer Torah HaKodesh, Ramat Chaylan, wants to suggest an answer based on Amiri Chagigo, Now, Zayin and Beis, who says that the time of Davar Shevachayva is Ein Nebo El Minachulin, he explains that you can't, what's the chasar, and why is the taka true that Davar Shevachayva is Ein Nebo El Minachulin? He explains that you can't patty yourself from Yechayv with something that he's already Mechayv Oymit. You're already Mechayv Oymit, you can't use that to pay up Yechayv. So with this, the Teres HaKodesh wants to explain, based on Yisoid, that the Brisker Rav and Daphne Nala from Beis, says that it's chaluk nesachim and the din of lachmi toida. He says nesachim is not a chayvus bailim. Nesachim is a chayvus hakorban. The korban is mechayv nesachim. He says even in the case that there wouldn't be bailim, for example, a gershemes, with the and there's no yarshim, so there's no bailim who's mechayv to bring the korban. So even though we have to be makiv the korban, there we'll bring nesachim with it because the korban itself is mechayv in nesachim. And who are din by he says. A carbon of an akum, even though the akum is potter from being nesachim, but the tzibur, we bring nesachim shal tzibur, because the carbon is mechayiv nesachim. It's not a chayvus bailim. It says, mashenkin lachmi toido, it's a chayvus bailim. It's a din his carbon, it's a bailim schiv to bring a toido with lechem. And therefore, gershemes, if there's no bailim to bring the carbon, you bring the carbon, but without its lechem. So with this, he wants to say that since it's a nesachim. It's not a chayvas adam. It's a chayvas carbon. It's not his chiv. See, the side of you can't bring mina meiser, if you like the Meiri says, is you can't use it to pat up your chiv. Here, nesachim is not my chiv. The chiv is coming, is mitzad the carbon. It's not my chiv. There, he says, in this case, I'd be able to bring, I would have a havamino, then nesachim would be different than lachmi toida. And even though by lachmi toida we said that if you said a rei zavach, since once you say Rei Lai Zevach, that's Mechayiv you, the Bailim, to bring the Lech Metoida with it. That becomes your Chiv. So now you'd have a din, you have to bring that Menachulin. Masha'enkin by Nesachim, if you just say Rei Lai Zevach, and you wouldn't be Mekabalist specifically to bring Nesachim also, we'd say, there, you are not Mechayiv in the Nesachim. It's just your Korban that's Mechayiv in Nesachim. So I would have thought I could bring them in our Meiser. If I need our Mishnah to tell us that Nesachim, Bechol Oifin, has to be brought Menachulin. The Gemara continues, and as a shakl v'taya, where we know the din of that davar shavachoyv is ein abayel menachulin, and Reb Lezer's maskon is that we learn from Pesach Mitzrayim, and that's the makar that davar that has to be bar menachulin davar shavachoyv. The Mekiva is chaylik, and the Gemara is whole shakl v'taya. So the Gemara towards the end of the Amid says that the Mekiva of Pesach the ein abayel menachulin minolei. So he who argues that Reb Lezer, so where does he know that Pesach is bar menachulin? Gemara says, Nafkele mihadish amr Shmuel mishum Rav Eliezer, zayisat toira, lo'oilo, ulemincha, ulechatos, ulo'osham, velamiluim, ulezevech ha'shlomim. The Gemara makes a joshua, so there's a hekish, all these things to each other. So the Gemara says, what do we learn from each one? The Gemara goes through each one, oila ma oila to unakli, avkol to unkli. She's like, oh, oila needs kli, so too everything needs kli. So the Gemara says, what are we learning from oila? Which kli are we learning from oila? Mahi, ilayma mizrak, if we're discussing that the din that you need to have a mizrak for the Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, why am I learning that from oila? Gabi zivchei shal mitzibah na miksiv ayosim agonis. It also says to put it by agonis. In that same part, in that same parasha by Sinai, there wasn't just an oila, there was a shal mitzibah as well. So the Gemara says, ela sakin. So the Biskar Rav, Beikar brought down in the Zvachim, in the stencils in, on Zvachim Dafid Gimel, explains that this is how the Gemara wanted to learn the din that a mizruk from oila. He says, although we have the Gemara beings over there in Zvachim Dafid Gimel, the din that we learn Vekrivai Zu Kabbalah Saddam, so he says there's two halachas. There's one halacha, Vekriva Zu Kabbalah Saddam, that you have to, that there's an avoid the Sakabalo. He says, but that wouldn't be Mechayiv a Kli. Because that, like we find, he says, by Paradumo, we find there's halacha, the Paradumo could be the Kudu Kabbalah Biyad. And also we find, by the Dam Ashim Metzayr, as Matan Behoinis, is also Kabbalah Biyad. So that's the Kabbalah that there's an avoid the Sakabalo. And our sugya is we want to learn that from Sinai is where we learn that the Kabbalah needs a Kli. And he says, even though by Oila Sinai it wasn't necessarily Kri Sharis, because B'Shas Sinai it was a bomb, there was no Din Kli, there was no Din Kli Sharis, it was just a Din Kli. So he says, Ein Chinami. The Ikka Drasha we're learning from here is that you need a Kli. So Vekriva teaches us it's an Avoida Sakabola, it's an Avoida, not just how you have to do it, but it goes into Hashem Avoida. And here we're learning that that you need a Kli. And not necessarily klisharis, just in the mikdash, we all avoid this, need to have a klisharis, whenever you need a kli, it needs to be with a klisharis, so there, it has to be done with a klisharis. And the nafkamin will be, by Obama, for example, where there's no din of a klisharis, there, although you don't need a klisharis, of a kaponim, you learn from here, that at least you need to have a kli. The Gemara continues and says, ela sakin, that what we learn from the oila is that you need a sakin. Just to point out, the Rashi, he says that Sakin do loyhavi molkin. So again, the Biskar Rav asks that's Pashit. We know it says you need to have Shechita. Obviously, you can't do Malika. But Rashi rather should have said is that you need Kli, and that's the Chiddush. They need a Kli. And Rashi in Zvachim, Tzadik Zayin, Taka says, Lafuke Tzur V'Konan. The Chiddush is, it has to be with a Kli. The Gemara continues, V'oyle gufa minolan, how do we know oyle? D'chsi v'yishlach avram es yodoi, v'yikach es ha-macheles, lishchoit es v'noi. V'hosam, the Gemara says, oyle, it's an oyle. D'chsi v'yaleyu l'oyle, tachas v'noi. So the Taras HaKodesh asks, and the Shur Abdavari brings from the Chassan Saif also asked, that why did the Gemara bring the pasuk v'yaleyu l'oyle, tachas v'noi, which is mentioned at the end of the parasha. It's mentioned early in the parasha, the Baruch Shem told Avram, v'yaleyu l'oyle. So in the Slam from Beis Bisk, in Yeshua David, in the Yeshua Michal Feinstein, in the Pnini Agriz, in Simon Beis, they answer, based on what's Mavur in the Parashah Vayero, the Rashi says, Kiati and Dibar Masli, Kiati Adati, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, that, Kshamati l'chokach, Moitzesvasi lo yashan, lo yamati l'choshchateyu el aleyu, asakte achse, that originally the tzivi was to just bring him up as an oil, but not to shecht him. So therefore, since it was never a tzivui to shecht him as an oila, just to bring him up, Kobe, we can't learn from there the regular din of shechitas oila. It's only from the Sefer Parashah, which says, v'yaleyu l'oila tachas b'noi, and he actually brought he shechted the oil. And there, in that pasuk, we also see that Yitzchok also would have had a Torah's oila. Rashi says over there, that he brought him tachas b'noi, and al-kol avoida, she'osah, he mispalel, said, yirotzin, she'tehezu ki'ilu asuya b'ni, ki'ilu b'ni shachat. So here we see that it was a replacement of Yitzchok's Akravo. But we see it more clear in the end of the parasha that it was actually a shechitas oil on the aisle. That's why from that pasuk it was a stronger raya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.